It is 61 days until the end of the year, but my time horizon right now is starting today, 8 days, as in who will this country elect as president in 8 days. More than 21 million Americans have already voted, casting early ballots, and for some of them, this is their first election, a milestone in any American's life, a big milestone for new Americans especially. All this week, we'll be hearing from first-time voters, and today we hear from singer Lila Downs. She's Mexican-American, known for her political and socially engaged tunes. This election prompted her to write a new protest song called The Demagogue. There's a blue-eyed devil man, thinks he's king of the world. Yep, it's clear who Lila Downs does not want for president. For a singer who has roots in both Minnesota and Oaxaca, and is political, I was surprised to learn that this is the first American election she's voting in. But this time you felt a need to engage. So what was it this time around?
I really did. And, you know, the curious thing is I also voted in Mexico for the first time. I guess that I never really had faith in the system and kind of rebellious all my life. I am taking it more serious this time. Thinking about it in the bigger picture as a social movement and as an expression of our movements all over the world and like schools of fish. We turn that way and we turn the other way depending on what is convenient for us, or sometimes we just intuit. It's not even very thought out.
You know, I recently met some Americans who live along the border in Arizona, and the idea that Mexican immigration has actually dropped while Central Americans fleeing violence are increasing and coming to this country, they're getting deported in greater numbers. These truths don't really seem to matter to people who live along the border. Now, your music aims in part to talk about these realities, but how do you connect with audiences if they simply don't believe or hear what's going on in the world?
Well, I guess that we have our audiences as a performer, as a singer-songwriter, and sometimes, yes, we do feel like we're just preaching to the choir and we are not, you know, stepping out a bit. I feel like I had the responsibility to write a song about this that angered me very much and made me think of pre-Hitler times, and so I wrote a song about it. And we should not take this lightly, but if there are a lot of people who are not conscious of those things and are younger and have, you know, the same thing kind of happened in Mexico at one point, the same party that had been in government for, you know, most of our recent history came back, and there were a lot of younger voters and
you're
so
talking about the PRI, the institutional ruling party there.
Yeah, the PRI, exactly.
Sorry, the Institutional Revolutionary Party.
Now they're looking at what this leadership has been like, and I think they are very disappointed. So maybe some of these people are right. I mean, maybe it won't. Maybe it'll be kind of bad, but maybe not as bad as we're thinking. And I hope for the best. I have faith in humanity. I think I'm not a pessimist.
Lila Downs' most recent song is called The Demagogue. Lila, where will you be voting?
I already did, because I live in Mexico now.
The absentee ballot already
yes.
Mailed. Lila Downs, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you. And I pray to the
ancestors' love. And we'll be hearing the voices of more first-time voters all this week. Sip and walk again, different times and places. There's a burning cross.